LGBTQ plus workers want more than their companies appearing to support their causes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dorian Rhea DeBussy, lecturer of Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies at The Ohio State University, discusses what else should be done.
Annually, more and more companies seem to recognize Pride Month. But a recent survey from Indeed shows that LGBTQ plus workers expect more than this once-a-year acknowledgement from their employers. In fact, some employees actually criticize such behavior as just pinkwashing, i.e., the practice of appearing to promote LGBTQ plus rights while perpetuating harmful practices. So what do LGBTQ plus workers actually want? In addition to being concerned about the rise in anti-LGBTQ plus legislation across the country, respondents to the survey expressed the need for more inclusive workplaces. 60% of respondents reported that they lost a promotion because of anti-LGBTQ plus bias, while a similar number reported being targeted with a write-up because of their identity. More than half also reported serious issues of wage discrimination. And while all LGBTQ plus workers are statistically likely to encounter a wage gap, transgender people, especially women and people of color, face even wider disparities. LGBTQ plus workers also shared that culturally responsive employee benefits were crucial. However, less than one quarter of survey respondents said that their employer offered such benefits. Healthcare coverage with LGBTQ plus friendly providers, fertility assistance, and gender affirming surgical coverage were among the top benefits desired. Even so, many companies still fail to offer trans-inclusive benefits or LGBTQ plus competency training, and data shows that LGBTQ plus employees are increasingly expecting more of their employers. On the heels of the so-called Great Resignation, employers would be wise to take notice.
That was Dorian Rhea DeBussy of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.